coverage of Mammoth Spring Basketball begins now. Here's your host, Mike Robertson. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
And again, welcome back to the Battle of the Border, Mammoth Spring High School. It is time for Bears basketball on K-Country 95. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball brought to you by Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Hersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, and Mammoth Spring School District. Those are your sponsors for Bear basketball. We are just about set for the tip here between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. The Bears come in here as the three seed in the tournament. Hillcrest, the number one seed. Of course, they are ranked number four in Class 1A in the state of Arkansas. 11-1 record coming into tonight, but they are without their All-Stater. Yeah, All-Stater. Colton Rose will not be playing, is what we've been told. In fact, two of their starters are out for tonight's contest. So we'll see how that affects the ball game. Hopefully, that'll give the Mammoth Spring Bears a little bit of an edge. Of course, Bears seem to play really, really good at home. They have the last few games, at least. That last game was an impressive win for the Mammoth Spring Bears in the semifinals. Here of the tournament, defeating the Liberty Eagles 63-58. For Hillcrest, they beat Bakersfield in the semifinals to advance to this championship game. Both teams are getting warmed up and ready to go. We're about 4 minutes away from the tip-off between the Bears and the Screaming Eagles. We'll take a break. Back with more in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Fred's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, tastes-like-home-cooked meal. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears continue to warm up on the far end of the floor. Eagles are here in front of me. The Bears, of course, in those home white uniforms, trimmed in blue, blue lettering. Eagles in the road blue, trimmed in red with red lettering on the jerseys. Both teams look like they're ready to go here for this ball game. I want to say thank you to our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. They, of course, include Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are our boosters for Bears basketball. We are just about a minute away from the tip-off here. I want to take a look at how this tournament has went so far today. at least the third place games and championship games. On the girls' side, everything has been settled now. Third place went to the Salem Lady Greyhounds. They came from behind, defeated Hillcrest 61-57. And in the senior girls' championship game, as you just heard, it was Mammoth Spring over there, 42-34. In the boys' third place game earlier, Liberty Eagles ran out to a big lead on Bakersville and never looked back. They lead it, or they win it 71-51 to take home the third place trophy. Now it's time for the championship. We're going to get the starters here as they take the floor. Like we said, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles are without Colton Rose. Their all-stater will not be on the floor. So they're without him. They are without another starter, but they didn't tell me who it was. They just said down two starters. So we'll see as they take the floor. Been doing these games for a long time with Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest, and it seems like there's always a Nunley on the team. That's just common with the Screaming Eagles basketball team, and they've got two of them on the roster here in this ball game. We'll see, waiting on the starting lineups. Watching them warm up. Looks like the Screaming Eagles, first chance I've got to see them this year. So they are ranked number four in the state in Class 1A. Very athletic team. And without their all-stater. And they made a nice announcement there that said Kevin Russell's recovering nicely after a liver transplant this morning. So good to hear that. Hope Kevin gets well soon. And we are set now for the introduction of the starting lineup. We'll get the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles as they take the floor. And still a big crowd on hand. A lot of the Thayer Bobcat fans stuck around to watch this championship boys game. First player out for the Screaming Eagles is number 10. That is John Delaney. Next player out, number 5, that is Clint Nunley. Trevor Nunley introduced to the crowd. Where's number 4? Trevor, very good basketball player. Number 23, that is Nick Powell. Or excuse me, number 23 is Caleb James. And then number 33 is Bryson Doyle. I said, familiar names if you travel or if you watch Hillcrest basketball very much is Nunley and Doyle. Like every year, there's somebody with that name in their lineup. Justin Skaggs, the first player out for Mammoth Spring. He, of course, wears number 1. Next out is Clint Lester, number 5. Next up for the Bears, number 22, that is Zach Quinn. Next up will be the junior, number 3, Cole Young. And finally, the senior, Alex Merrill, wears number 10 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. We are just about set for basketball. Bears and the Screaming Eagles. Seth Godwin, head coach for the Mammoth Spring Bears and for the Screaming Eagles. It is Cade Nisswanger. Jump it up here. Merrill and Trevor Nunley step into the center circle. Ball is in the air, controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Justin Skaggs will give it to Merrill. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. In the corner, they bring it back out. Skaggs off to Quinn. Back out to Lester. Lester gives it over to Skaggs. Back to Merrill. They swing it around the outside.
Shot pulled down by the Screaming Eagles. Back the other way. James with it.
With a basketball. Swings around, gives it to Nunley. Nunley, pull-up jumper is good. That's Trevor Nunley. I should clear that up since Trevor and Clint are both on the floor. Bears turn it over on the other end of the floor. All right, with the basketball. Caleb James out front, looks for the screen. Bounce pass over to Nunley. That is Clint Nunley. Out to James. They jump out on him. He goes to the basket, puts it up too hard. No good. Rebound by Flynn. Flynn, nice outlet to Cole Young. Cole spins, goes to the basket, puts it up, and puts it in. They called him for the travel. Cole with a spin move on that right side of the lane. They called him for the travel. And the ball will go back to Hillcrest. Hillcrest leading 2-0. James will walk it across half court. James with it on the dribble, guarded by Young, gives it to Doyle. Doyle looks into the corner, picks up the dribble, comes back out to Delaney. He'll swing it around the outside. James with it. James goes to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go, fight for the rebound. Controlled by Clint Lester. Ooh, and it looks like Clint Nunley turned his ankle there, but he's still on the floor, but he's hobbling a little bit. With the basketball, Mammoth Spring Bears, Zach Flynn looking inside. Takes it back out, picks up his dribble, gives it to Skaggs. Man-to-man defense here to start this ball game from the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Merrill with it. Merrill trying to get free. Bounces back out, swings it around. Cole Young thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes out to Skaggs. 2-0. Slow start here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Skaggs inside to Flynn. Flynn back to Skaggs. And we're going to have a charging foul called on Justin Skaggs. Good defense as Trevor Nunley stepped over in front of him. And Coach Godwin wants to talk things over. 2-0. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And welcome back again, Mammoth Spring High School. Hillcrest will have the basketball, leading 2-0. 5:31 left to play first quarter. Caleb James with the basketball on the left side. Brings it back out, guarded by Young. Drives free throw line, kicks it out. Trevor Nunley for three, and he's going to be fouled. They called Cole Young on the foul. And Trevor Nunley will go to the free throw line. Not a lot of contact, but a little bit of contact, and Nunley fell down, sold the foul, and he got the call. Trevor Nunley now with 3 points in the ball game. In fact, all 3 points have been scored by Nunley. He'll set for the second. It's on the way. It's good. Trevor Nunley with four. 5:19 to play in the first quarter. Third shot is good, so three straight free throws for Trevor Nunley. It's 5-0. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring. Alex Merrill crosses half court. He'll hand to Skaggs. Justin with the basketball out front finds Young on the right wing. Looking underneath, comes back out to Lester. They swing it around, looking for the cutter. Back out top of the key to Merrill. Head fake, gets the defender in the air. His shot is short and rebound pulled down by Trevor Nunley. Quickly up the floor. Caleb James goes into the lane, puts it up on the run, puts it in. Caleb James, athletic play there. And it's 7-0, Hillcrest on top. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Cole Young out front, comes out to Lester. Lester drives in, kicks it out to Merrill. He'll fire for three. It's good. Alex Merrill with a big three there. Bears needed that. Cuts the lead back to four, 7-3. And the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, the referee pointed down at the line and called the travel on Delaney. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball. Justin Skaggs to trigger the ball in on the sideline. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Young out front. Cole on the dribble, crossover, trying to get around the defender, push off, and he's going to get called for his second foul. Pushed him off just a little bit there, picked up his second. And the Bears now with the pressure. Knocked out of bounds, touch last by Cole Young. 4:18 left to play first quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears down by four, 7-3. Inbound play here. Hillcrest will bring it in. Trevor Nunley over to trying to see the number. I believe it's Doyle, and it is. To James, he'll fire for three. That's no good. Merrill with the rebound. Alex pushing the ball up the floor. There's five blue jerseys in front of him. Good job getting back defensively by Hillcrest. Merrill's going to fire another three. It's on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound. And we got a jump ball call. It's Quint Lester. Did a good job. Got in there, tied up Doyle. Bryson Doyle. It'll be Hillcrest basketball, though, on the alternating possession. Inbound play here. Doyle will bring it in. Gives it to Delaney, and the ball's tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Alex Merrill. Bears on defense are down by four. 3:49 left to play in this first quarter. Almost a little over halfway through the quarter. Pass up the floor, James with it. James goes around the defense all the way in, sidesteps, puts it up, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound, back up and in. Caleb James, so athletic. Big play there as he missed that shot, followed his rebound, put it back up and in. With the basketball, Cole Young for three, can't get it to go. Alex Merrill high for the rebound. Fight for the ball, gets it, bounces it back out. Now it goes baseline, and we're going to have a foul called on the baseline. The foul was on the floor, they said. A reach-in foul on number five, that is Quint Nunley. The Mammoth Spring will inbound. They'll bring it back into Merrill. Swing it around the outside. Zach Flynn with it. Off to Young. Cole looking inside. Now goes into the corner to Lester. Clint drives in. Fakes. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound pulled down by Hillcrest. Again, James quickly taking it up the floor. And we get a blocking foul called on Justin Skaggs. James was flying as he came up the floor. And he's going to go to the free throw line. Caleb James with 4 points. Justin Skaggs just picked up his second. Shot on the way is good. Caleb James with five. 10-3. It's a 7-point Screaming Eagle lead again. Making an 8-point lead as James knocks in the second. He's got six. Bears back on offense. So far they've got 1 3-pointer. From Alex Merrill. That's it. 2:52 left to play here in the first quarter. With the basketball, Justin Skaggs trying to work it inside, and it's going to be a foul. They're going to get Nunley. Clint Nunley called for the foul, his second. And quickly, Hillcrest is going to go to their bench. He'll bring in number 13. That is Callahan, Hayden Callahan. So the Bears. Well, inbound the basketball. They come in to Lester. He almost lost it. Kicks it back out. Flynn open for three. He can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul call, I believe, on Quint Lester. The Hillcrest Screaming Eagles here with an 8-point lead and the basketball. You can see why they're ranked number four in the state of Arkansas. This is a good basketball team. Timeout taken. 11-3 your score. Hillcrest with a lead. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Eagles have the ball out of the timeout, leading by eight, 11-3. With a basketball, they give it to James, and everybody clears out, and he brings it up the floor. Beautiful pass into Trevor Nunley. James and Nunley have scored all their points. Nunley now has seven. James has six. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Nunley. And then he passes the ball out to, can't see the numbers when they're turned sideways. With a basketball, Doyle outside, gives it to James. James looking for a screen. Gives it over to Doyle. Doyle in the corner. Three-pointer up is good. Number 10, that is Delaney. Delaney's first three makes it a 13-point Hillcrest lead. Cole Young going to the basket, going to draw a foul. Cole Young at the line. We'll see who the foul's on when they post it here. Number 4, Trevor Nunley, his first. Cole Young at the free throw line trying to cut into this 13-point lead. Shot on the way is off the rim, no good. Cole will get one more. Chance to cut it back to 12 here with the free throw. Young's free throw is on the way. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Justin Skaggs. Out to Young. Over to Flynn. Flynn for three. It's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by the Screaming Eagles. Callahan gives it up to James. James on the dribble. Flies in, kicks it out. Swing it around to Nunley. Trevor Nunley back across to Doyle. Into the corner. Shot on the way. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zach Flynn. Alex Merrill now will head the other way. A minute 21 to play first quarter. Bears with just 3 points so far. Good defense by the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Merrill has it out front. Merrill with Delaney on him. He goes around him, puts it up, puts it in. Alex Merrill now with all five of the Bear points. Quickly back the other way. Oh, that's a travel. He changed pivot foot. Good defense there, but the Mammoth Spring Bears jumping into the passing lane, forced the turnover by Delaney. 11-point ball game, 16-5. A minute left to play in this first quarter. With a basketball, Mammoth Spring Bears. Alex Merrill goes to the basket. He was undercut. Goes down. When he gets the foul, he'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 10, Delaney. His first. Alex Merrill at the line. Alex with 5 points. Make it six as he knocks that one down. And that makes it a 10-point ball game, 16-6. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 7 points now for Merrill, and the lead down to 9, 16-7. Caleb James will give it to Doyle, Bryson Doyle. Right back to James. James spins away from the defense. Pass underneath. It's tipped. Touch last by Mammoth Spring. No-look pass by Caleb James. And it went off the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bryson Doyle will inbound. His pass inside tipped away by Zach Flynn. Down to 41 seconds to play here in the quarter. Bears trying to pick it up here defensively. Bryson Doyle again set to inbound. He'll bring it in and does to Callahan. Back outside. The rebound or the ball is tipped by Skaggs and goes out of bounds to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Almost a nice steal there by Justin as he jumped into the passing lane. But it will go back to Hillcrest. James with it. Goes around the defense all the way to the basket and going to draw a foul. On Justin Skaggs, he jumps up and runs to the free throw line. That's Justin, that's his third. It is. Justin just picked up his third foul, so that's a big foul for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Can't afford to get anybody in foul trouble. That last game, the semifinal game, their starters went the entire ball game, never came out. Not going to happen tonight as Dylan Savage will check in for Justin Skaggs. He just picked up his third foul. 27 seconds left, first quarter. James missed the first free throw. Second one is on the way, and it's no good. Lester with the rebound. He'll hand to Merrill. 9-point ball game, 16-7. Cole Young has it now. Out around half court on the dribble. Bounce pass over to Merrill. Alex gives it out to Savage. Around to Flynn. Flynn back out to Young. They swing it around the outside. Lester's pass is stolen by James, and he carried it. He was going in, going to dunk it, but he lost control of the basketball, ended up carrying it. So 3.7 seconds left to play. Mammoth Spring basketball down 9. Zach Flynn will trigger the ball in. Again, 3.7 seconds. Looking to come in, still looking. We're going to bring it in. It's knocked away, touch last by the Screaming Eagles. 2.6 to play. Bears having problems here with the defense from the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Inbound play for Mammoth Spring. Savage off the marrow. He's going to fire for 3. And it's no good. Your score at the end of 1. 16-7. Hillcrest leads Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your second quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the state line in Thayer.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Just been informed that during that first quarter, Alex Merrill, who had 7 first quarter points, has now hit the 1,000-point mark. He has 1,000 points here in his career as a Mammoth Spring Bear. So congratulations to Alex. With a basketball, Cole Young. Back it back out, gives it to Lester. In the corner to Flynn, who drives underneath to Savage. He'll put it up and in. Dylan Savage for his first two. And the Bears are back within 7. With the basketball, Caleb James out front, looks for the screen, drives in, kicks it out to Doyle. He'll back it back out. Bryson Doyle thought about the 3. They jump out on him. He'll give it back to James. Back to Doyle as they play catch with it on that right side. They go into the corner now to Callahan. Back out to James. He faked the 3, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Caleb James now with 8 points. And it's back out to a 9-point lead, 18-9. With the basketball, Savage in the corner had the ball taken away. Callahan with a steal. Gives it off to Doyle. Doyle around to James. James drives in the lane, kicks it back out. Gets it right back on the baseline. James, pull-up jumper. It's on the way. It's good. Caleb James now with 10 points in the ball game. And it's an 11-point lead again, 20-9. With the basketball, Cole Young trying to get free on offense here. Picks up his dribble. Lester to Savage. Savage, one dribble, back out to Young. Cole with it, gives it over to Merrill. Alex goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Alex Merrill now, 9 points in the ball game. 6:09 left to play first half. With the basketball, Caleb James out front. Bounce over to Doyle in the corner. 3-pointer on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Callahan, and he's going to be fouled by Lester. Clint Lester picks up his 2nd. Bears can't afford to get into foul trouble here. And looks like that's going to be the 1-1, as that's the 7th foul on the Mammoth Spring Bears. 2nd foul on Clint. We'll send number 13, Callahan, Hayden Callahan, to the free throw line. Shot on the way is good. Hayden, his first point. And Justin Skaggs checks back in with 3 fouls. Coach Godwin needs him on the floor, so he put him back out there. Going to trust him not to pick up another foul here before half. 2nd free throw's no good. 21-11, it's a 10-point ball game. Alex Merrill with the basketball. On the dribble, gets it to Young on the wing. Now down low to Merrill. Merrill turns, puts the jumper up, no good. Rebound by Callahan, and Merrill is everywhere trying to get that ball back. Almost got the steal, picked up by Doyle. Doyle now into the front court. He'll hand off to James, and they'll set up the offense. Caleb James out front on the dribble, trying to get free. Nice bounce pass over to Nunley. Nunley will put it up and in. Trevor Nunley now with 9 points in the ball game. Back the other way, Cole Young on the dribble. Goes around the defender, pull up from the free throw line. No good, rebound fought for, controlled by James. Caleb James, one man in front of him, drives in. And that's going to be a charge. Justin Skaggs, brave to step in with three fouls. He stepped in front of James, drew the charge. And we'll head back the other way. For Caleb James, that's his first. Justin made sure he was planted and did not move. With the basketball, Cole Young. He'll give it to Merrill on the left wing. Alex thought about the three, didn't take it. Out to Flynn, to Young. He'll swing it around to Skaggs. Justin back out. Gives it to Cole Young, top of the key. Cole will dribble it left side to the wing. Picks up his dribble, back out to Flynn. Flynn drives in, and we got a blocking foul, I believe, on Trevor Nunley. Nunley picks up his second as Flynn tried to make that drive down the left side of the lane. So it'll be Bear basketball underneath their own basket. Cole Young to inbound, looking to come in, still looking. He'll bring it in to Skaggs. Justin back out to Merrill. Alex trying to get free. Out to Young, three-pointer on the way. Is off the backboard, no good. Fight for the rebound. Lester with it to Merrill. He'll fire for three. That's short. Hit the side of the backboard and out of bounds. Tough shot there. Alex couldn't get it to go. 4:20 left to play. 12-point Hillcrest lead, 23-11. Hillcrest with the basketball. Doyle with it, and he'll cross half court on the dribble. Doyle takes it left side, now stops middle of the floor. Pass over is stolen, almost stolen by Merrill, but it picked back up by the Screaming Eagles. Out to James. James down the lane. Beautiful pass underneath. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and James was called for over the back. So we'll go the other way to shoot the one and one now. Maybe a long 3 minutes, 55 seconds here. Both teams are over the limit. At the line, Clint Lester looking for his first points on the night. Couple of free throws for Clint here if he can make the first one. And he does. Lester's first point. Makes it an 11-point ball game, 23-12. Lester's second on the way. Bounced in and then come back out. Wow, that looked like that was going down. Hillcrest with the rebound. James with it will give it to Doyle. Doyle crosses half court, goes to the corner to Nunley. Trevor Nunley. Trevor bounces back out, thought about the three. They swing it around the outside. High post now to Trevor Nunley. Trevor drives in, lost his balance, kicks it out to Doyle for an open three. Bryson Doyle's first points of the ball game is a long three. 26-12, 14-point Hillcrest lead. With the basketball, Mammoth Springs swings it around the outside. Justin Skaggs from 30 feet. Wow. That's unusual to see him shoot that shot, and it was short. It'll belong to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Actually, we got a foul call. Zach Flynn called for the foul, his first. Mammoth Spring down by 14. Thomas at the line makes the free throw. He's got 11 now, leading score in the ball game. Thomas will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. 12 points for Caleb Thomas. Been impressive through this first half of play. This Hillcrest team has been impressive, and they're playing without their all-stater, Rose, who is not with them here. Flynn for three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Doyle. Off to Thomas. He lost it. Saves it back in to Merrill. Merrill put it up and in. Alex in double figures now with 11. Good break there for the Bears as Thomas tried to save it back in, but right to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Nice steal by Bears. They'll go to the basket. Flynn for two. Bears trying to make a little run here. They've cut it down to 12. 28-16. Thomas now pushed it the other way. He weaves his way through traffic. Pull-up jumper is good. Pretty shot. Thomas with 14. quickly back the other way. Cole Young, he'll put the shot up on the run off the inside of the rim and back out. So now the other way, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles going to walk it this time. 30-16, 2:14 left to play in this first half. Shot in the corner. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Thomas with it. He'll shoot the three. That's on the way. No good. And Merrill will pick up the rebound. Alex with the basketball. On the dribble. Takes it right side. Across the floor to Young. Young thought about the three. Didn't take it. Backs it back out. Skaggs with it. Justin. Off to Merrill. Merrill looking inside as Lester's trying to post up. He waves him off. Merrill goes baseline. Kicks it back out. They swing it around. Flynn with it. Flynn underneath to Lester. Lester spins baseline. Comes back out to Flynn. They swing it around to Skaggs. Justin will back it back out. Set up the offense. Gives it to Alex Merrill. Down to a minute 26 to play here in this first half. Young has it. To Skaggs. Over to Merrill. Open for three. It's on the way. It's good. Alex Merrill trying to keep his team in it. He's got 14. Again, he went over the 1,000-point mark here in this first half of play for his career at Mammoth Spring. With the basketball, the shot, pass, thought he was going to shoot it. It goes out to Doyle. Doyle missed it, got his own rebound. Back up again, fight for the rebound. It goes to Skaggs. He'll hand to Merrill, down to 54 seconds to play in the half. Young thought about the three, goes inside. Lester will put it up and in, and they're going to call a charging foul on Quint Lester, so now he has three. Bears in some real foul trouble here. Lester with three, Skaggs with three. 48 seconds left to play. Dylan Savage is going to run to the scores table, but he didn't get there in time. Well, now they blow the whistle, and they said, yeah, he did. So Dylan will check in. Quint Lester will get a breather. 48.6 seconds left in the half. 30-19, Hillcrest with the ball and the lead. Thomas out front. He's waving for Delaney to come out there. Throws him the ball and gets it back. Thomas with 31 seconds left. Skaggs on Thomas, and Justin has to be careful. Can't pick up that fourth foul. Shot on the way. Three-pointer, no good. Dylan Savage with the rebound. Off to Merrill. Alex pushing the ball up the floor. He'll set it up now. Looks like Mammoth Spring might settle for one here. Try to get the last shot of the half. Pass over inside to Savage. Savage to Merrill. Merrill puts the shot up. Long, no good. Rebound by the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles at the half. Your score, 30-19. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back here. Halftime, Battle of the Border, Senior Boys Championship game. It is 30-19, Hillcrest leading by 11 at the half. As we look at the scoring, Hillcrest led by Caleb James. He has 14 first half points, 9 for Trevor Nunley, 3 points for John Delaney, 3 for Bryson Doyle, and 1 for Hayden Callahan. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led by Alex Merrill, the senior who went over 1,000 points in his career during that first half. He's got 14 points, and then you got 2 points apiece for Zach Flynn and Dylan Savage, 1 point for Clint Lester. That's the scoring, the real trouble here. Maybe the fouls. Mammoth Spring in some foul trouble. Justin Skaggs and Clint Lester both have 3 fouls apiece in this first half of play. So they're going to have to try to play good defense without fouling here in this second half if they want to stay out on the floor. We are, like I said, are at the half. Play of the students here out shooting from half court, trying to see if they can make that shot to win something. They're doing that during the halftime break. It's been a fun tournament this week. Again, want to thank all the staff and everyone here at Mammoth Spring High School. Great tournament here, the third year for the Battle of the Border. We've had a lot of fun with some good ball games. And again, earlier tonight, here from the Battle of the Border in the third place games, in the girls' third place game, it was Salem over Hillcrest, 61-57. Boys' third place went to Liberty, 71-51. And in a true Battle of the Border, as Thayer took on Mammoth Spring, it was Mammoth Spring with an 8-point victory, 42-34 in the Senior Girls Championship. Senior Boys now, again, at the half, your score is 30-19. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take another break. Back with more from Mammoth Spring High School in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the state line in Thayer.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Again, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School at the half, 30-19, Hillcrest leading the Mammoth Spring Bears. It is the championship game, the final game of the Battle of the Border for 2019. Seemed like the week has just flew by. We've enjoyed, like I said, some really good basketball here all week long at Mammoth Spring High School. Want to say thank you again to our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home, in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland. Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. And Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bear Basketball for the 2019-20 season. Still lots of time in this. Just an 11-point halftime lead. Bears play good defense, start knocking down some shots, and get right back in this very quickly. I have been impressed with this Hillcrest Screaming Eagle basketball team, playing without two of their starters, including an all-stater, and they have been impressive. They've looked like a good basketball team, and I guess they are the fourth-ranked team in the state of Arkansas in Class 1A, 11-1 on the season. Bears are back out there, getting a few shots up, getting ready to go with the second half. We'll take a break. We'll have your second half for you in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had an account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. We are just about set to go here with the second half of play between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Screaming Eagles with an 11-point halftime lead, 30-19. They come back out. We'll try to check them for you. It looks like Doyle, along with James, Delaney, both the Nunleys, Trevor and Clint, both on the floor. So they went back to their starters. So did the Bears. And we are set to go second half of play. Again, Bears have to be careful and stay out of foul trouble. Two of their starters with three fouls here as we start this second half. James with it, gives it out. They work it inside. Nunley, that's Trevor Nunley, out to James. Now back underneath, beautiful pass as he found Trevor Nunley all alone under the basket. Nunley now in double figures with 11. James leads the way with 14. Bears with the basketball. Justin Skaggs drives in, kicks it back out to Young. Cole puts it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, controlled by James. Caleb James, pass in, then back out. Trevor Nunley pull-up jumper, that's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Justin Skaggs. Bears need to see if they can get some offense going here. Merrill with it. Merrill spins in the lane, puts the shot up off the glass, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, jump ball, and it'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Good effort there by Alex Merrill, senior. 32-19 your score. Hillcrest with the lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Alex Merrill as he tried to get free. Pushed off trying to get free from the defender. Good defense again by Hillcrest. Caleb James, who's been doing most of the ball handling, will bring the ball up the floor. As they head the other way. Crosses half court on the dribble, picked up there by Cole Young. They swing it to Doyle, Bryson Doyle. Over to Clint Nunley, inside to Trevor Nunley. Back out, three-pointer on the way by Delaney. That's going to be long and out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring, team rebound. Bears will inbound the basketball. 32-19 your score. Hillcrest with the lead. Bears have played them pretty even after Hillcrest built that lead. They just can't seem to cut into it. Merrill with the basketball. On the wing, looking inside. He'll come back out to Flint. Zach out to Lester. Lester trying to work it inside and does to Merrill. Back out to Clint. To Flynn. Flynn for three. That's no good. And the rebound comes over in the corner. Going to go out of bounds. Chased down by Skaggs, but he couldn't save it before he went out. So the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles get the ball back. 6:16 left to play, third quarter. And part of the gym is emptied out a little bit after that last game between Thayer and Mammoth. But still a good crowd on hand. Still some room if you'd like to come down and watch the second half of this one. It's a long way from over. 13-point Hillcrest lead. Trevor Nunley for three. Trevor Nunley now with 14. He has 14. 14 for Caleb James. They're two leading scorers. Alex Merrill also has 14. He'll pull up for the jumper. Can't get it to go. Clinton Nunley pulls down the rebound. Gives it to Caleb James. Caleb on the dribble. He'll back it back out. Wasn't nothing there. Now he takes it in, gives it to Nunley. Trevor back out to Bryson Doyle, his three-pointer. In and out, no good. Good box out by the Bears, who head the other way on offense. Alex Merrill trying to get free, picks up the dribble. They swing it around the outside. Skaggs with it. He'll give it to Merrill on the right wing. Alex thought about the three, drives in the lane, kicks it out to Flynn. Flynn back to Merrill. He'll pull up for two. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Caleb James again. Bears back on defense. Back out to Bryson Doyle. Bryson's going to take a long three-pointer. It's good. Wow. Well, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles starting to pull away a little bit, and Coach Godwin wants a timeout. 38-19 your score. Hillcrest leads Mammoth Spring. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic is taking new patients in their state-of-the-art clinic. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, or call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for exceptional family care. See Dr. Sarah Williams and nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton, Sheila Marler, and Amber Long at OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63 at the state line in Thayer.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Mammoth Spring Bears trailing the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles right now, 38-19. We are in the third quarter of the Senior Boys Championship game. Bears will head back out on the floor. And again, they do have some foul trouble. Three fouls apiece for Clint Lester and for Justin Skaggs. Bear basketball out of the timeout. Alex Merrill with the ball. He'll cross half court on the dribble. Gives it to Young. Cole takes it to the left. Now back right. Gives it to Skaggs on the wing. Skaggs will give it to Merrill, top of the key. Alex directing traffic. Over to Young. Now to Flynn in the corner. Out to Merrill. Merrill drives in, spin, almost lost his footing. Gets it out to Lester, to Young. Cole on the drive, trying to get free. Back over to Lester. Clint, spin move. Shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Trevor Nunley. With the basketball, Bryson Doyle works it inside to Clint Nunley. Back out to Bryson. He'll back it back out, now drives in. They swing it around the outside. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by number 10. That is Delaney. His second field goal, he's got five. Bears now down by 21. Lester for three. That's a big shot. Clint Lester knocks it down. Trying to stay in this. Bears down by 18, 40-22. With a basketball. James outside. He's guarded by Merrill. Shot off is no good. Rebound by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Alex Merrill pushing the ball up the floor. He's got Clinton Nunley out to Flynn. Back to Merrill. Merrill trying to get free. Gives it to Flynn. Zach puts it up, puts it in. And they're going to say a charging call on Zach Flynn. Hillcrest good at stepping in, cutting off the driving lanes. For Zach, it's his second. Clint Lester coming out. He's got three fouls, and Dylan Savage checking back in. With the basketball now, James out front. Caleb passes back out. They swing it around. Wide open for three is Delaney. He'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound followed by Bryson Doyle. Doyle now with 8 points. Quickly up the floor. Savage to Merrill. Alex trying to get free. He's got James on him. They swing it around the outside. Back over to Skaggs. Now to Merrill. He's going to fire for three. That's in and out. No good. Rebound by Delaney. Up the floor to Nunley. Nunley drives to the basket, puts it up, and we're going to get a blocking foul called on Dylan Savage. So another foul on the Bears. We're down 20 now. Nunley with 14 points in the ball game. He has 14. James has 14. Doyle has 8. Where their points have come from. 15 now for Trevor Nunley. As he sets for the second, it's on the way, and it's good. So Trevor Nunley, leading scorer in the ball game right now with 16. Merrill with the basketball. He'll give it to Skaggs. Skaggs drives in, kicks it out to Merrill. Alex drives down the lane, puts a shot up on the run, and we got a blocking foul called on Caleb James. That's a big call. That's Caleb's third. Mammoth Spring Bears, Alex Merrill will go to the free throw line. Alex trying to cut into this 22-point lead. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Alex now with 15 in the ball game. Clint Lester in, Justin Skaggs out. So Lester back in with three fouls, Skaggs out with three. Second shot is on the way, it's good. For Merrill, he's got 16. Back to a 20-point ball game, 44-24. Bryson Doyle with the basketball, trying to get free. Still trying to get free. Got across half court. Gets it in the corner. They work it into Nunley. Nunley puts it up, and I believe Lester just picked up his fourth. Clint Lester had his hands on the back of Nunley when he went up. So now Justin Skaggs going to run to the scores table. He'll check back in for Lester. Shot on the way for Nunley is good. Nunley with 17. Clint Lester goes to the sideline with four fouls. Second shot on the way for Nunley is good. 18 now for Trevor Nunley. Bears are down by 22, 46-24. With a basketball, Cole Young to Flynn. Flynn looking for the cutters. Comes out to Young. Cole back to Flynn. Zach trying to get free. Kicks it out to Skaggs. Skaggs dribbles down the lane. Lost the ball. Bryson Doyle going to the basket. Puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. I think that was blocked by Merrill as he hustled back on defense. Quickly up the floor. Flynn with it. Flynn to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Good tough drive to the basket by Zach Flynn. Bears back to within 20. And good move there by James. He went behind his back to avoid the defense. Has the ball in the front court now. 20-point lead. James with the basketball. He has Young on it. Caleb James trying to get free. Crossover dribble, picks it up, gives it to Nunley. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound, Justin Skaggs. So Bears a chance to get it back under 20 here. A minute 5 left, third quarter. Cole Young for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Nunley. Trevor now going to bring the ball up. Gives it to Bryson Doyle. Doyle had it slapped away. Goes back, picks it up. Gives it to Nunley. Nunley on the dribble. They'll give it now to James. Works it into Clinton Nunley. Back out to Doyle. Now to Trevor Nunley in the corner. Trevor drives in the lane, back out. Delaney thought about the three, but he lobs it instead inside to James. James will put it off the glass for two. He's got 16, and it's a timeout. 48-26, Hillcrest by 22. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears trailing by 22 with 27 seconds left to play here in this third quarter. Championship game of the Battle of the Border. Great crowd on hand again for the games here today, the championship day. Good to see some of the familiar faces, former coaches here at Mammoth Spring High School. Tom Bull was here for a little while. Of course, coached the Lady Bears when I first started calling the games. And Coach Jack Haney is still here. I see him down there. He was the boys' coach when I first started calling the games. Zach Flynn drops in a three. 7 points now for Flynn, and that's a turnover on Hillcrest. Unforced error there is going to give it back to Mammoth Spring. 19-point ball game, 48-29. Big three from Zach Flynn. Cut it to 19. Mammoth Spring now will have the basketball on the sideline in the corner. Into Merrill. Merrill thought about the three, didn't take it. Still 9 seconds. Merrill's got to try to get free. Run out of time. Pulls up for three. It's good. Alex Merrill knocks it down. He's got 19. The Bears a little bit of run there to end the quarter. They cut it to 16. 48-32. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
We are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. 1 quarter left to play here in the Battle of the Border Tournament. It is the Senior Boys Championship. Hillcrest leading Mammoth Spring 48-32 as we start the fourth. Hillcrest basketball. They'll bring it in to Caleb James, who's had the ball in his hands most of the time. He is their point guard. Doing a good job for him. Out front guarded by Cole Young. Caleb James trying to get free. Still trying, kicks it into the corner to Delaney. Underneath to Nunley, Trevor Nunley. Picks up his dribble, comes out to Doyle. Doyle goes baseline, had it slapped away. Picked up by Flynn. Off to Alex Merrill. Alex with the basketball, hands off to Young, to Flynn. Flynn gonna fire a long three-pointer in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Delaney. Delaney, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last by Zach Flynn. Zach trying to get out of the way there so he didn't commit the foul. Almost got the steal. Inbound play. They bring it in to James, Caleb James, guarded by Cole Young. Bears got to make something happen. They're down 16 with 7:15 left to play. With the basketball, Delaney off to James. James on the dribble. Backs it back out into the lane now. Almost lost it. Nunley picks it up. Back out to Doyle. They swing it around. Delaney with it. Delaney back out to Nunley. Trevor Nunley gives it off to Doyle. Doyle goes to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound by Clint Nunley. His shot won't go. Rebound back up again. Still won't go, and the rebound's pulled down by Justin Skaggs. Back the other way. Alex Merrill looking for help. Picks it up, gives it out to Skaggs. Skaggs, a long three-pointer's good. Justin Skaggs knocks down the three. Bears back to within 13. Doyle with it, gives it off to James. James now pushing the ball up the floor, and his pass is going to go out of bounds. A little bit too much of a hurry. They're leading by 13. Bears coming back here. 6:20 left to play. Alex Merrill will take the inbound from Justin Skaggs and let it roll. Save on some time here. Merrill picks it up now almost at half court. Gives it over to Young, to Flynn in the corner. Zach back out to Alex Merrill, to Young. Young almost lost it, goes baseline. Pass inside, and we're going to have a charge call, I believe, on Cole Young. Cole picks up his third foul. Another Bear in foul trouble. Inbound play here for the Screaming Eagles. Trevor Nunley. Get it to Delaney. Back over to Bryson Doyle. Doyle on the dribble, trying to get across half court. Hands off to James, and James is going to be fouled. We'll see who that's on. It's going to be on Alex Merrill. It's good because Cole Young was there, and Cole has three fouls for Alex. That's just his second. With the basketball now, the Eagles will inbound. Trevor Nunley has it at half court. He's guarded by Zach Flint, trying to get free. Kicks it back out to Delaney. Delaney with the basketball. Cole Young doing a good job denying the ball. Alex Merrill with a steal, puts it up, puts it in. Alex Merrill with 21, and Hillcrest wants a timeout. It's an 11-point ball game. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, the Mammoth Spring Bears trying to make a comeback here. They've cut this lead back to 11. They trailed by as many as 22. 5:40 left to play. It'll be Hillcrest basketball out of the timeout. Bears with some pressure here. They're playing with foul trouble. One of their starters, Clint Lester, on the bench with four fouls. And then you've got Cole Young and Justin Skaggs with three apiece. Good pressure on the ball as they try to get it in. They do. James with it. James' pass is going to be to, couldn't see who that was down there. There was a foul committed. It's like Clint Nunley fouled as he went to the basket. We'll see who it's on. It's on number 10, Alex Merrill. Now he has three fouls. 5:35 left to play. At the line, Clint Nunley knocks down the first free throw. That's his first point of the ball game. And a big point there. Stops that Bear run. They were starting to cut into this. Clint Nunley knocks the second down. He's got 2 points, and the Bears are down by 13, 50-37. Alex Merrill with the basketball trying to get free. They swing it around the outside. Skaggs for three. Can't get it to go. Dylan Savage hustling to try to save the ball on the sideline, but it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillcrest. Mammoth Spring Bears down by 13. They'll try to crank up the defense again here. Try to force a turnover. Right now they've stopped play here while Cole Young ties his shoe. Now we're ready to go. Inbound play here. Delaney will bring it in to Bryson Doyle. Doyle going up the sideline. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears go to the basket. Ooh, Caleb James thought he got out of the way there. He tried to, but they called the foul, and Alex Merrill's going to go to the free throw line. For James, that's his fourth foul, and he can't believe it as he goes to the other end of the floor. Caleb James picks up his fourth foul. That could be big. Alex Merrill at the free throw line. Alex with 21 points on the night. Having another big night. Clint Lester coming back in with four fouls. Merrill knocks down the first. He's got 22. Dylan Savage will get a breather. Dylan did a good job for the Bears while he was in there. Clint Lester in the ball game. Shot on the way is good. Merrill makes them both. He's got 23. It's back to 11. 50-39. Pressure again from the Mammoth Spring Bears. James up the floor, puts this shot, or actually that's Quint Nunley. James had the ball. He passed it off to Nunley. Quickly back the other way. Cole Young for three. Off the rim, no good. A lot of contact. They letting them play on the rebound in there. With the basketball, Doyle gives it off to Delaney. Delaney brings it back out. They're trying to stay away from the Bears, not want to lose the ball again. Quick passes here by the Screaming Eagles. They work it around the outside. Delaney's pass is tipped and stolen. Zach Flynn has the ball after Merrill got a hand on it. Alex thought about the three, didn't take it. Comes back out. Justin Skaggs going to step into a three. That's no good. Rebound, though, by Merrill. Alex everywhere. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Nunley. Nunley to Doyle. And he'll slow it down, gives it to Caleb James. Down to 4:16 to play. Bears need some stops here. They're down 13, 52-39. With the basketball. Caleb James. Caleb gets it off to Quentin Nunley. His pass almost thrown away. Picked up, though, by the Screaming Eagles. Doyle drives in. Needing help, comes back out on the dribble. Number 10, Delaney, comes out to Doyle. Bryson Doyle on the right wing now takes it across the floor and dribbles all the way back out around front. Content here just to take some time. 3:43 left to play in the ball game, and we got a player that turned his ankle and was called for the travel, and he's down and he's hurt. They're already down two starters. And that looked pretty rough. He completely turned that ankle over as he tried to stop. Got called for the travel, and he is still down on the floor. Coach out to look at him. Hopefully he's going to be okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
We are back at Mammoth Spring High School. You hear the round of applause for the young man. They are helping him off the floor. He is not putting any weight at all on that ankle. That looked bad as he tried to stop and just turned it over. He went down, called for the travel. It'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. Again, they trail by 13, 52-39. Skaggs will bring the ball in. Looks like they brought number 13 Callahan into the ball game. Deep team. It's already down two starters. Now losing another one is not good. The ball is loose on the floor. Touched last by Trevor Nunley as he slid out of bounds into the Bear bench. Bears will inbound the basketball here. Justin Skaggs to trigger the ball in. Looking to come in. Brings it in to Merrill. Alex back out to Young. Cole almost lost it. Gives it off to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Flynn. Three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound by James. James now pushing the ball up the floor. Had it slapped away from behind. Back the other way. Oh, Merrill couldn't control the ball. And they threw it just out of his reach. He got a fingertip on it. He goes back to Doyle. Pass is going to be stolen by Flynn. Zach to the bucket. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by Nunley. Hillcrest with the basketball. Bear fans upset. They thought James, the pressure in the ball, had committed a foul. Ooh, a little chippy now as James got upset something to Cole Young. Cole's not backing down. Players get between them. Everything's okay. Referee going to talk to them a little bit, make sure they're calmed down. 52-39, 13-point ball game at the line. It is Caleb James. Caleb with 16 points. And now the referee talking to both coaches. And, you know, warning them about trying to keep these players calm down. This is an emotional game, a championship game. And Dylan Savage is going to check in for Mammoth Spring. We'll see who he's coming in for. He's coming into the ball game here after the first free throw. James' free throw on the way is no good. Rebound by Flynn. Up to Merrill. Alex with the basketball. Gives it to Young. He'll fire for three. That shot's no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Clint Nunley. Clint pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it over to Callahan. Callahan with Lester on him. Out to Nunley. They throw it back over to Doyle. 2:31 to play. 13-point ball game, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called, I think, on Alex Merrill. Alex called for the foul. If it is, it's his fourth. Merrill, they haven't posted, but I believe it was on Alex. It is. Alex picks up his fourth with 2:28 to play. Shot on the way by Doyle is no good. Rebound by Savage. Off to Lester. Up to Merrill. Alex with the basketball, trying to get free. Spin, puts the shot up and in. Tough shot by Alex Merrill, trying to bring his team back. He's got 25. It's an 11-point ball game again. Timeout taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Gives us an opportunity again to say thank you to our boosters. They are Clary Funeral Home and Mammoth Spring Thayer in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Those are boosters for Bears basketball. The Bears trailing by 11, 52-41 to the state's number four ranked Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Now, this Bear team starting to play some really good basketball as of late, especially these last two games. And defensively, they have really turned up the pressure over the last couple of games. Again, I want to say congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They won the championship tonight here from the Battle of the Border with a win over Thayer, 42-34. Third place girls game went to Salem, 61-57 over Hillcrest. Third place boys game, Liberty Eagles defeat Bakersfield, 71-51. Bears out of the timeout. They have their starters out on the floor, and they are playing with fouls. Caleb Young with three, Justin Skaggs with three, Alex Merrill and Clint Lester with four apiece. Zach Flynn, the only starter out there that's not in real foul trouble, he's got two. Four fouls for Caleb James for Hillcrest. James has the basketball, and he's going to be fouled immediately. Zach Flynn reaching in, but they're going to call it on. Yeah, they did call it on Zach Flynn. Zach with his third. And Caleb James will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the 10th foul on the Bears. At the line, James' first one up is good. Caleb James has had a nice game. He's got 17 because he's run the point for the Screaming Eagles. Second shot is on the way, and it's good. So James, under pressure, steps up, knocks down two. It's back out to a 13-point lead. Merrill will pick it up as it crosses half court on the roll. Alex with the basketball, trying to get free. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Flint. Flynn back out to Merrill. Down to 2:10 to play. Back to Flynn, open for three. That's on the way. That's no good. Rebound by the Screaming Eagles. Again, James pushing the ball across half court and smartly holds it up, going to set it up, but he's fouled by Justin Skaggs, who just picked up his fourth. And the Eagles going to have to make free throws down the stretch, and right now they lead it by 13 with a minute 59 to play. Screaming Eagles, I should say. Shot on the way by James. It's in and out, no good. So he helped the Bears out a little bit there. Caleb will step up for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Caleb James with 19 points. Alex Merrill back the other way. He'll pull for three. It's on the way. It's good. Alex Merrill, 28 points on the night, doing everything he can to keep his team into it. Justin Skaggs got the steal, missed the shot, and fouled out, trying to get the ball back. He missed the shot, went up for the rebound, and fouled out of the ball game. He fouls out. Coach Godwin shakes his hand. Good effort by Justin Skaggs. Just come up a little short on that shot. Tried to go get it back. Dylan Savage now will run check into the ball game. 11-point ball game as Bryson Doyle goes to the free throw line. Doyle with 8 points. Shot on the way is no good. He'll get one more. It's a two-shot foul. So trying to help the Bears out a little bit here. They've got some help the last couple of times. Second one is up, and it's good. Doyle with 9 points. Bears with the basketball. Down by 12. Alex Merrill spins, puts a shot up on the run. What a shot. Wow. 30 points now for Alex Merrill as he shot a finger roll spinning to his right. And it's a 10-point ball game. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School championship game here at the Battle of the Border, the boys' championship. And right now, the Mammoth Spring Bears are down 10, 56-46 to the number four ranked Class 1A team in Arkansas, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Bears fighting hard here. Alex Merrill putting on a show, 30 points here in the ball game, and he's made them from all over the floor. He has 30 to lead the Bears. Good balanced attack for the Screaming Eagles. Trevor Nunley leads away with, or actually he has 18, 19 for Caleb James. Clint Nunley will inbound, looking to come in, still looking, trying to find a teammate. He'll bring it in to Bryson Doyle, and Bryson Doyle is fouled by Zach Flynn. Zach picks up his fourth. Bears may not have nobody left here by the end of this game. They've already got Skaggs on the bench with five fouls. He fouled out. Cole Young has three. Clint Lester has four. Alex Merrill has four. Zach Flynn has four. Shot on the way by Doyle is no good. Bryson Doyle missed another free throw. He's missed two of his last three. Shot is up. It's in. Bryson Doyle now with 10 points. Third Screaming Eagle in double figures. Merrill's going to fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound, and Alex Merrill has fouled out. Alex finishes with 30 points. And that's going to hurt the Bears big time there. A minute 25 left to play. Alex Merrill, the senior, will sit down. Big night for Alex. He went over 1,000 points in his career tonight. He's got 30 points, leads all scorers. And at the line, Caleb James. Caleb James now with 20 points in the ball game. Caleb will set for the second, trying to increase his 12-point lead. It's on the way, and it's good. James has been good at the line. Made a couple there. Makes it a 59-46 ball game. 13-point lead. Lester to the basket. Puts it up, puts it in. Good strong move by Clint Lester. A minute 12 left. Bears can't really commit a foul here. They've got everybody in foul trouble. You've got to go foul. Burns. Got to be careful. That's almost intentional. Dylan Savage called for the foul. It looked like Burns had run up to the back of one of the players and pushed him. Trying to get that foul called, but don't want to get an intentional here. With a minute 5 left to play. Shot on the way by Nunley is good. Trevor Nunley now with 19 in the ball game. Lance Little in. Ryan Burns will go to the bench. Second shot by Nunley is good. 20 points now for Trevor Nunley. He has 20. James has 21. Cole Young with the basketball out to Lester. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Clint Nunley. Up the floor to James. James reverse layup, no good. Nunley with a follow, no good. Follow again by Callahan is no good, but he's fouled. So Clint Lester now is fouled out of the ball game, and the Bears are running out of players. They have nobody left to come in, so everybody else has to stay on the floor. Three of their starters on the bench fouling out. Callahan knocks down the first. He's got two. Merrill, Skaggs, and Lester all fouled out. Flynn and Young still on the floor. They are still in foul trouble. Shot by Callahan is good. And that's going to just about wrap this one up. 15-point lead. Flynn from almost half court, shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Screaming Eagles, and they're content just to back the ball out. And I believe that Coach Godwin's going to let it go. He really can't foul because everybody's in foul trouble. So it will be the Screaming Eagles taking home the championship hardware here tonight from the Battle of the Border. Caleb James standing out at half court, just dribbling the basketball. 18 seconds left. 14 seconds. We're going to run out the clock, and I believe that's going to be our final score probably. 63-48. The Hillcrest Screaming Eagles with the victory over the Mammoth Spring Bears. A hard-fought victory. Bears, man, did everything they could to try to come back in this one. Alex Merrill with a huge game, 30 points, but they come up short. And again, Hillcrest is the champions of the 2019 Battle of the Border. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up here in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Welcome back again here to Mammoth Spring High School. Just wrapping up the Battle of the Border. Mammoth Spring Bears losing to Hillcrest 63-48 right now. They present the trophies. Now they're presenting the all-tournament team medals to the players. Clint Nunley, the first player to receive his medal, number 5 for the Screaming Eagles. Zach Quinn, number 22 for the Mammoth Spring Bears, also named to the all-tournament team. For Hillcrest, Trevor Nunley, picked for the all-tournament team. Alex Merrill, who had a couple of huge games here in the tournament, 31 in one game, 30 in this one tonight, and he's named the all-tournament team. And the MVP will be Caleb James, I'm sure, of the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Caleb had a big game here tonight, has played well, well-deserved, as the Screaming Eagles win at 63-48, your final. We're going to wrap things up here as we look at the scoring for both teams. For Hillcrest, they were led, looks like, by Caleb James. He finished with 21, 20 for Trevor Nunley, 10 points for Bryson Doyle, 5 for John Delaney, 4 for Clint Nunley, and 3 for Hayden Callahan. And right now they're presenting a basketball to Alex Merrill, 1,000 points on the night, or he has 1,000 points on the on his career here at Mammoth Spring High School. Went over, well over 1,000 points tonight. Of course, he finished with 30 points here in the ball game, 7 points for Zach Flynn, 6 for Clint Lester, 3 points for Justin Skaggs, and 2 points for Dylan Savage. That's the scoring in the ball game. It's going to wrap things up here for the Battle of the Border for 2019. Your Bear Basketball brought to you by Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School District. Those are your sponsors for Bear Basketball here for this season. Good game here tonight. They played hard, just come up a little short.